Good morning, and welcome to the Audio Press Tribune, a podcast production of the Idaho Press Tribune, where we recap the top local news stories of the past week. I'm John Funk. I'm the Digital First and Public Safety Reporter here at the IPT, and joining me this morning is Education and Legislative Reporter Kelsey Mosley. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, John.
So are you working on anything interesting right now?
I'm working on a follow-up to a story about the College of Western Idaho and also school board profiles for the election coming up.
Okay, and we're talking about the College of Western Idaho today.
So we sure are.
Should be interesting. So anyway, here are the top local news stories in Canyon County from the past week.
College of Western Idaho agreed to pay $8.8 million for 10 acres near downtown Boise, assessed at $3.6 million, according to information acquired by the Ada County Assessor's Office. The land, which formerly housed the Bob Rice Ford dealership, is being purchased from the Rice Family Trust. College officials say they can't release information regarding the negotiations because they were conducted behind closed doors in executive session, but the public is welcome to ask questions at a board meeting May 19.
Idaho Governor Butch Otter called state legislators back to the Capitol starting May 18th to discuss bringing Idaho into compliance with federal child support rules. A Senate bill that would have addressed the issue died in committee during the regular session over concerns that it would require Idaho to enforce rulings made in other countries under Islamic law. If lawmakers fail to pass a bill in special session, the state could lose out on millions of dollars in federal child support funds. It'll be the first time since 2006 that Idaho legislators have returned to Boise after the end of the regular session.
The downtown building that until recently housed Nampa's library still stands empty, but the third graders at Park Ridge Elementary School have some ideas. A military base? A historical museum? Perhaps an archery range? Park Ridge teacher Amy Wiltrout said it's the perfect opportunity to teach her students about researching historical buildings.
An Ontario, Oregon man who pleaded guilty to biting off a woman's ear in Caldwell will spend 5 to 10 years in an Idaho prison for mayhem, the legal term for unlawfully removing part of someone's body. Jose Pena Castro was arrested last September after Caldwell police officers responded to reports of a domestic disturbance and found a woman holding the side of her head and missing part of her ear. Officers found the severed ear on a bedroom floor a short time later.
Armando Leon, one of two suspects charged in connection with the triple stabbing in Nampa on March 28th, now faces additional charges of burglary, leaving the scene of an accident and battery on law enforcement officers. On the same night as the stabbings, the charging documents state Leon is suspected of entering a Nampa liquor store with the intent of stealing 2 bottles of alcohol. As he left, the affidavit states, he struck a vehicle in the parking lot and drove away without attempting to contact the owner. And when he was apprehended a few days later, he's suspected of punching and kicking the officers as they took him into custody.
Indian Creek winery owner Tammy Stowe McClure is a ninja warrior, or at least she recently began the journey to become one. Early last month, McClure adopted the moniker of the Wine Warrior and headed to Kansas City, Missouri to audition for the obstacle running reality show American Ninja Warrior. Her background in gymnastics and rock climbing in her youth prepared her for the experience. So how did she do? She can't talk about it until the competition is over, so we'll have to wait and see.
Check out our Sunday package when we'll take a close, in-depth look at the proposed ethanol plant that may soon come to Canyon County.
That's all we have for you today on the Audio Press Tribune. For more information on these stories and more, visit our website at idahopress.com. If you like the show, please let us know at newsroom@idahopress.com. Or if you have suggestions for how we could make it better, we'd love to hear that as well. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm John Funk, and I'll talk to you again next week.